Chapter 1, Expressing Opinions in Intermediate English. One of the things a person longs for most when learning a new language is being able to make their opinions about something as accurately as possible. In basic English, you will have learned a rich vocabulary to express yourself in that context. But do you really feel satisfied when it comes to engaging in conversation and stating your arguments and opinions? It is not the same as being asked your opinion about a wedding dress, in which case you can perfectly give simple opinions such as, "It is very nice," "The bride chose very well," "The fabric was beautiful," etc., or about the weather, in which case you can express your basic and sincere opinion, "The weather is very wet," "I hated the weather, it's very hot," "It was cloudy," etc. To be asked for an opinion on more serious subjects or subjects where radical adjectives will not do justice to that expressing opinions in intermediate English. To be asked for an opinion on more serious issues or issues where radical adjectives will not do justice to what you really want to imply. So in this section, you will learn everything you need to be satisfied when you give an opinion in English to other people. Namely, how do you start? You don't want to be repetitive when giving your opinion. Maybe you know some ways to start your opinion, but the most convenient is that you know all the existing ways so that your vocabulary is richer and you can vary whenever you want to give your opinion. For example, the ways to start when you want to give your opinion about something are: to my mind, en mi opinión, with regard to that, I think that, con respecto a eso, yo opino que, on that subject, I have always believed that, sobre ese tema, siempre he creído que, from my point of view, desde mi punto de vista, to me, para mí, I have a different opinion. Yo tengo una opinión diferente. I assume, supongo que, to my way of thinking, según mi criterio, in my view, a mi parecer, in my judgment, en mi juicio, as I see it, tal como yo lo veo, I would argue that, debo argumentar que, it's my belief that, es mi creencia que, personally, I have no doubt that, personalmente, no tengo dudas de, I would like to add something. Me gustaría añadir algo. I'd just like to say that, solo me gustaría decir que, let us consider this in more detail. Consideremos esto con más detalle. This sentence serves to invite reflection on a theme. As far as I am concerned, or as far as I can tell, por lo que a mí respecta, o por lo que puedo contar, I have the impression that, tengo la impresión de que, it seems to me that, me parece que, in my experience, en mi experiencia, I feel that, siento que, my own thoughts are, mis pensamientos son, I'd say that, yo diría que, I'd suggest that, te sugiero que, I specifically think that, concretamente pienso que, I'd like to make a point. Me gustaría hacer una aclaración. I hold the view that, sostengo la opinión de que, it is interesting to consider, es interesante considerar. If I were in your place, I would, si fuera tú, o si estuviera en tu lugar, I'd now like to discuss, me gustaría discutir ahora, according to, de acuerdo con, in the words of, en palabras de, as, name of person quoted, suggests,